Please be seated. Just before we start, now don't react to this straight away, because I don't want anyone to get hurt, but there are heating pipes under the seat. Please don't touch them or mind your legs, because it will hurt. The notices for the coming week are as follows. On Tuesday, the 12th of November, the executive meeting will be held at 7:30 p.m. in the Jubilee Hall. On Wednesday, the prayer meeting will be held at 8 p.m. and that will be on Zoom. And on Friday, the church cafe will be open from 10 a.m. in the church hall, and the craft group will meet 10 a.m. in the Jubilee Hall. Next Sunday's service will be led by Roger Gadsby, and the worship warriors will also meet at 11 a.m. in the Jubilee Hall. On Saturday, the 16th of November, there's a Women's Day to be held at Heath End Church, and that's from 9:30 a.m. for a 10:15 start. If you'd like to go, then please see Helen Lee for further information. And to save the date, we're having a quiz night. So come and join us on Saturday the 30th of November at 7 p.m. for a 7:15 start. The teams are maximum six, and all funds raised will go to Coventry City Mission. And can you please bring some tea and cake to share, please? And if you want to go, then Joyce will be happy to take your registration. Society Treasurers, can you please balance your books to the end of October and give to Neil or Dave as soon as possible? And a late notice, this evening at 6:30 p.m. in the Cathedral in the city centre, the City Praise and Prayer is a gathering of Christians invited from Coventry and the surrounding region. It's for all churches and it's for all people to lift up the name of Jesus in praise and worship and to pray for Coventry and beyond. So if you'd like to go to that, that's 6:30 p.m. tonight. There are all the notices for the coming week. It's my pleasure to hand over to you. Welcome you, John. You. It's lovely to see you again. Thank and it's lovely you. To see your friends you've brought with you as well. Thank you. Yeah. Hand over to you.
Standing where I am, it's an absolute privilege to be able to talk to you today and to lead this service. It's exactly a year since I was here last. And, well, I must have done all right because they invited me back. So, we'll see. But, you know, last Monday I went to the Bedworth Society and we had a talk on the war graves. And he started the service, started the meeting by telling us that there were 1,700,000 war graves throughout the world, and those are the ones that they can find, because of course when ships went down, bodies went with them and they weren't able to have a grave. Doesn't it make you wonder, doesn't it make you feel privileged to be here today to commemorate those people who gave their lives that we might have freedom? And we have got freedom, we might not think it, but we have got freedom. They gave their all that we might have life. And so we come to commemorate. We don't come to commemorate war, because war is not something we want to commemorate. But we do want to commemorate the lives of those people who freely gave that we might have freedom. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. That's the words of Jesus, and he said, you are my friends if you do whatever I command you. And so we're going to start with our opening hymn, which is Fight the Good Fight. Not the sort of fight in the war fight sort of thing, the fight against wrong and evil. Fight the Good Fight.
Thank you.
And during the prayer, there is an opportunity for you to respond with the words which are going to come up on the screen any moment, I pray. Are they? Yes. After each prayer, will you repeat with me, Lord, in your mercy, heal and restore. Let us pray. God of all comfort, we remember in humble gratitude all those who have given their lives in war. And we pray for all who still live with the physical and mental scars of combat. We pray for places around the world where war is still a daily routine. Draw near to all who mourn lost loved ones and strengthen all who work for peace. Lord, in your mercy, hear and restore. Jesus Christ, friend and companion, we pray for all who have had to flee from their homes because of conflict, and all who find themselves adrift in a land that isn't home. We dream of a safer, kinder world, where every displaced person will find refuge, and where all communities destroyed by war will thrive again. Lord, in your mercy, heal and restore. Holy Spirit, breathe a breath of life. We lament the way in which war damages this beautiful earth you have created, ravaging landscapes, destroying economies, and preventing crops from growing. Brood over the chaos again, we pray. Bring order and balance and birth new life in barren places. Lord, in your mercy, heal and restore. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, God in perfect unity, we long for an end to strife, strife between nations and strife in our local communities. Teach us to pray for peace, to work for peace, to live for peace, as we look forward to that day you have promised, when you will cause wars to cease, the ends of the earth. Lord, in your mercy, hear us. Father, we pray for those who are suffering at this time. There are many people known to us who are poorly, many who are going through trauma, many who have mental health problems. Lord, we bring them before you now, and we ask in your mercy that you will bless them at this moment of time. Lord, in your mercy, heal and restore. Amen. Amen. Eternal Father, we're going to think about those on the sea now. This is one that we used to sing by the seaside when I lived by the seaside quite regularly. I haven't heard it for quite a time. Eternal Father, strong to save. the attitude of worship. We will wait upon you for your offering. Right, can you put your lamp on me? On the table? There we are. Hang on. See if we can balance this. Hang on, let me move the flowers a bit. There, I'll put it on top there. That's wonderful. Thank you. Just stay there. Just stay there while we say a prayer. Let us pray. Oh, sorry. I beg your pardon. And there's another one. Look at that. There we are. That's it. Turn around and face the congregation. That's it. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, when we consider what you have given to us, what we give back to you today is just a token of our love and our appreciation. And so we've given it to you. And as we give it of our money, may we also give of our lives also, that this world may be a better place for us having been here today. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Okay, now you can go back to your seats. Right, we're going to sing again. O God, our help in ages past. Now, during the singing of this song, I hope that there's some of you who have had little bits of paper. Have you? Yes? You're looking very sad. So, because otherwise I'm going to have to do the story on my own. Have you got a piece of paper, some of you?
Yes?
Well, when we do this, I'll ask Evelyn to bring the table over here and the wishing well, and I'll ask you to join me ready for the talk at the end of the hymn. All right? O God, our help in ages past.
Thank you.
So where are my helpers? We're looking very quiet. We need an old man. There we are. Come on then, come and help me. There we are. You can be the old man. All right? And we need, where do we need? We need a painter. Who's got a painter's job? Who's got the painter's number? No? Who wants to be a painter then? Anybody? Come on then. And I need a gardener. Who wants to be a gardener? Come on then. And I need a mayor. Oh, this is a high exalted position. Have we got a mayor? Yes, that'll do. Have we got everybody? We have, haven't we, I think. Right, this is a story. Now, I warn you now, anybody over the age of 12, this is geared for the youngsters, right? But the Bible says, except you become like little children, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. So I hope that you, like me, feel young. Even though I'm 80, I still feel young. But this is a story about a well, in case you didn't know. Right? And in the days before we had taps, can any of you remember going to the village well to draw water? Any of the older people? No. Oh, yes, there's a lady there, can. We used to have to go to the village well to draw water. Well, here's the well. And you know, the people gathered and they decided they wanted to get a drink. Come on, Evelyn, you're supposed to be doing this. Right. Where's the old man? Who's going to be the old man? Oh, can you put that on for me? Where's the mayor? Who's the mayor? Who's going to be the mayor? Anyone? Yeah, you can be the mayor. Look, you've got a royal train there. Oh, that's wonderful, isn't it? I'll build the others out in a moment. Right? Anyhow, they came to the well to get some water. And guess what? When they got the water, Evelyn will show you what had happened. It was filthy. Can you imagine? And the old man had to say to the people,
How can that which is clean come from that which is unclean?
That's right. How can that which is clean come from that which is unclean? It's true, isn't it? You can't get clean water out of dirty pipes. So they had a meeting and they had a huddle. Go on, have a huddle. Do you know what a huddle is? Go on, natter, 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 natter. And they decided that they would do something about it. And so they decided to paint it. Who's the painter? It was a painter. Oh, right. You've got to give it a good paint. You'll have to use your imagination, because the church wouldn't let me bring paint in. But they painted it. And that's it, lovely. Doesn't it look lovely? And they decided that that was it. So they had another little huddle. Huddle, 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 huddle. And they brought some water out. Evelyn. And guess what? It was still filthy. Yeah. Anybody want a drink?
No.
No. And so they had another huddle. Huddle, 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 huddle. And this time they decided to plant some flowers around it. Who's the gardener? Oh, yeah, there we are. So put some flowers around it. Oh, then they look lovely. I don't know whether it will stand up or not. Leave them on the side, Lovie. That's it. And this time, the mayor came and opened the thing. Oh, doesn't it look nice now? It's nice. It's freshly painted and it's got lovely. Right. But the trouble was, give him the bottle. The mayor. Yeah. Oh, give it a good shake. And show the people what it looks like. It hadn't got any better. It was still filthy. And so the old man said this. What did you say? How can that?
How can that which is clean come from this which is unclean?
How can that which is clean come from that which is unclean? And so they asked him what he meant. And he said, well, he said, the thing is, it's not the water, it's not the outside that's counting, it's the pipes inside. Now, unfortunately, you're going to have to use your imagination because the church wouldn't allow me to dig up the foundations. So, where am I? Have I got anybody spare? Yeah, you can be. They had to dig up the foundations. They dug it up and replaced the pipe. And guess what? The water was clean. Well, there we are. Thank you very much indeed. Now, the moral to that story is this, that it doesn't matter what we look like on the outside. I take it we've all had a wash or a shower or something this morning to make ourselves look nice and fresh, and we all look lovely in our clothes and everything else. But it's not what we look like on the outside that counts, is it? Because what people know of us is what we are like. I was on the bus the other day, and the bus driver gave me a most gorgeous smile, and I said, thank you, because normally I drive a scooter, and normally then they have to get the ramp out. They don't like me. They're not very happy. But this man gave me a lovely smile, and it made my day, because he smiled at me. You know, what we are is inside. The Bible says that God looks on the heart. You know, it's easy, isn't it, to think about what we look like on the outside. But, you know, man looks on the inside, but God looks on the heart. We're going to listen now to a Bible reading. Who's got the Bible reading? You have you got somebody with a Bible reading? We have. Look at that. Nice and clear. Yeah, before she says it, I'll just give you the background, because it's rather a long reading otherwise. I'll just give you the background. The Israelites were needing a new king. And in those days, the high priest, who was the equivalent of the Archbishop of Canterbury, was told by God to go to a man called Jesse. Funny name, but there you are. Jesse, who got lots of sons, to pick a new king. And so Samuel went to Jesse's house, and this is the story.
Samuel replied, yes, in peace, I have come to sacrifice to the Lord. Consecrate yourselves and come to the sacrifice with me. Then he consecrated Jesse and his sons and invited them to the sacrifice. When they arrived, Samuel saw Eliab and thought, surely the Lord anoint stands here before the Lord. But the Lord said to Samuel, do not consider his appearance or his height, for I have rejected him. The Lord does not look at the things that people look at. People look at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. Then Jesse calls Abinadab and has him pass in front of Samuel. But Samuel says, the Lord has not chosen this one either. Jesse then has Shammah pass by, but Samuel says, nor has the Lord chosen this one. Jesse has seven of his sons pass before Samuel, but Samuel says to him, the Lord has not chosen these. So he asks Jesse, are these all the sons you have? There is still the youngest, Jesse answered. He is tending the sheep. Samuel said, send for him. We will not sit down until he arrives. So he sent for him and had him brought in. He was glowing with health and had fine appearance and handsome features. Then the Lord said, rise and anoint him. This is the one.
Thank you. Thank you very much. That was well read. Yes, I think that's right. You've done well. When I looked through and I saw all these funny names, I felt really sorry for you. But you did well. better than me. You see, that's it, isn't it? David was a shepherd boy, and yet he became a king, because David had his heart right. And David, do you know the story of David and Goliath? David killed Goliath, a big giant, who laughed at him. And he went with his 5 stones and his sling, and he killed Goliath and rescued the Israelites from slavery, because he had his heart right with God. And so each one of us needs to learn that lesson today. If only people had their hearts turned to God, there wouldn't be any more wars. There would be peace. And so today, I leave that thought with you. God looks on the outside. God looks on the inside. It doesn't matter how smart we look, our manners, our attitude, and all those sort of things count, don't they? Because people love people who are kind and lovely. And I know each one of you, you wouldn't be in the BP sections today if it wasn't for the fact that you were trying to do your best. Is it? Have you still got a promise? Can you repeat it? Hey? Is it hard? Go on. What was it? Sorry, say it nice and loud. There we are. I promise to be kind and helpful. And that's always the same, isn't it? That's wonderful, isn't it? So God bless you all. Right, we're going to finish now with a song, a hymn, The Lord's My Shepherd. Now, during this hymn, my colleague here is going to the back to take a photograph of the back. I hope you've all got your best, you know, you've had your hair done. I want to put it on Facebook, but I can't put your faces on for obvious reasons. So he's going to the back and take a picture of me, as well as all you standing up to sing. So, the Lord's my shepherd. I think we all know this one, don't we?
Thank you.
you like to take your seats? Because I've done the unforgivable sin. I've forgotten somebody. We've got a poem now coming up.
One thousand men are walking, walking side by side, singing songs from home. The Spirit as their guide, they walk towards the light, my Lord, they walk towards the sun.
They smoke and laugh and smile together, no foes to outrun, these men live on forever.
In the hearts of those they saved, a nation truly grateful for the path of peace they paved.
They march as friends and comrades, but they do not march for war. Step closer to salvation.
Our sounds pure, steady, corps, spedettos. Lit the golden leaves, beautiful the faith.
The emerald grass and trampled a reward for what they gave. They dreamed of those they left behind.
And now they dream of them. Forever in this poppy field, they walk 1,000 men.
Joshua Dyer, 2019, aged 14.
Thank you very much indeed. I'll tell you something, they've got more guts than I had at their age. You don't know what it's like standing here looking at you lot, I'll tell you. And they've been very, very brave. Thank you to all who helped me with my story. Thank you for all the lady that read the Bible. It was wonderful. And thank you for that poem. Right, I'm going to ask you to stand now as we say the grace together. If you don't know it, you'll soon find it. It's only a short one. Right, all together then. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen. I hope you've enjoyed today. I hope it's been good for you young people. It's great to see the young people working towards doing some good in the world, isn't it? And we've got a good future. So well done. Thank you so much. I'm now going to ask, I forgot his name now, Stuart, to come and sort out the flags. It's you. I beg your pardon. Yeah. She's much better looking, isn't she? Don't you agree? It says Stuart on my programme, you see. And right, anyhow, it's all yours. And then afterwards, after we've done this, we're going to sing the national anthem.